in another world.
This section's guaranteed to cost me a bunch of readers, but sometimes things just have to be said, you know. In Monday's USA Today, they printed a list of what the Catholics have spent to compensate the little boys who the priests have been raping over the years. I'm just going to give you the very top of the list, just the very biggest chunks, just the biggest highlights. In Arizona, Tucson paid out $16 million just in Tucson, Arizona. In California, Los Angeles paid out $10.3 million. Oakland, $8 million. Orange County, $4.6 million. San Francisco, $14 million. Santa Rosa, $8.6 million. Stockton, $9 million. So we got 18, 32, and 6, 38, and 6, 44, and 8, 52, and 10, $62 million just in California so the priests could rape the little boys. $62 million just so the priests could rape them. In Connecticut, Bridgeport, $37 million just in tiny little Bridgeport, Connecticut. $37 million. And you're still putting in your money on Sundays? That's just hard for me to believe. District of Columbia, $4.5 million. Miami, Florida, $9 million. Orlando, $4 million. St. Petersburg, $1 million. Venice, $1.6 million. Atlanta, $1.5 million. Can you believe this amount? These amounts of money? Chicago, $38 million. In Chicago, $38 million. Joliet, $4 million. Springfield, Missouri, $6 million. Fort Wayne, $1.4 million. Dubuque is in for $1 million. Wichita, $1 million. Covington, Kentucky, $14 million in Covington. When was the last time you even heard of Covington, Kentucky? $14 million they had to pay so they could rape the little boys in Covington. Lafayette, Louisiana. No, wait. Louisville, Kentucky, $30 million. $30 million. So, Kentucky's, boy, you guys got some, that's $35 million just in Kentucky. Just in Kentucky. Louisiana, $26 million in Lafayette. Oh, and only $2 million in New Orleans. What's with the priests in New Orleans? Oh, they're doing the hookers instead of little boys. But $26 million in Lafayette, Louisiana. Massachusetts, Boston, $120 million in Boston. What is wrong with Boston? $120 million for raping these hundreds of little boys over the, not centuries, over the decade. Well, I'm sorry, it is centuries, but they're just going back legally over the decades. What is wrong with these priests where they just have to rape a little boy? Make them stop. Every time you write a check or drop some money in that Sunday basket, you're enabling them to pay off more children. This is the same thing we talked a while ago about Ford. If it costs them $800 million to fix a gas tank, but thanks to the Republicans, they're going to limit their liability to $250,000. Now, see, that's 3,200 patients. They're not going to have, or clients, they're not going to have 3,200 lawsuits put against them on these gas tanks. So if they only have 1,000, think of the money they're going to save. If only 1,000 people fry in an F-150, Ford's going to make a huge profit on this. Same with these priests. Every time you give them a dollar, it enables them to pay off another little boy's parents who's been raped. That little kid's going to grow up funny. He's going to grow up setting fires to churches. He's never going to trust anybody. He damn sure isn't going to have a lot of faith in God because God and the priest raped him. Remember, that's what the priest tells him. Jesus wants you to do this. Jesus wants you to keep this a secret. And when the priest tells you that, hey, he's God's representative. That's God speaking to you through the priest. Oh, you people that give money to the Catholics, you surprise me. Detroit, $1.3 million. Grand Rapids, $1.2 million. Cookston, Minnesota. I've never in my life heard of Cookston, Minnesota. $2.3 million. Duluth, $1.3 million. St. Paul, $7 million. Winona, Winona, Minnesota. I've never heard of Winona, Minnesota. They're good for $6 million in rape. So that's about $15 million just for Minnesota. That's column one. There's only two columns. Don't worry. There's not 40 columns. I'm not going to read every one. And I'm not reading every one. I'm only reading the biggest ones that catch my eye as I go down. Jefferson City, Missouri, $1.8 million. St. Louis, $4.7 million. Helena, Montana, $4 million. Omaha, $3 million. I'm giving you round numbers here, save time. Manchester, New Hampshire, $20 million. What is it? You people in the Northeast, what is you with the anuses of young little boys? What is it you just can't stay away? Why is that? Why is it? Why not Texas? Why not Ohio? Why not, you know, why is it so huge in the Northeast? Omaha, $3 million. Oh, okay, did them. Camden, New Jersey, $6 million. Newark, $2 million. Patterson, New Jersey, $3 million. Trenton, $1 million. Archdiocese of Santa Fe, $31 million. $31 million in Little Santa Fe. Oh, and that's a very Catholic town. $4 million in Albany. $9 million in New York. $4 million in Rockville Center. Altogether in New York, about $20 million for New York. Carolina, less than $1 million. What's wrong, Carolina? Can't compete? Dakota, $1.2 million. Not much going on there. Ohio, oh, jackpot. $6 million in Cincinnati, $14.4 million in Cleveland, $1.5 million in Columbus. Funny that Cleveland has 10 times the child rapes that Columbus had. Get with it, Columbus. Toledo, $1 million. Oklahoma City, $6 million. Tulsa, $250,000. Oh, pikers in Tulsa. Tulsa, we do everything small and bad. Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon, $53 million, and you are still giving the church money on the weekends. I am appalled that you would pay these people money so they could rape little boys and give them your money. Pennsylvania, Altoona, $7 million. Harrisburg, $2 million. Philly, $1.5 million. Pittsburgh, $2 million. Providence, Rhode Island, back in the Northeast, $14.5 million. Boy, if we added up just the 13 colonies, if we just went just from New York north, my God, that's $100 million, maybe more, maybe $200 million, and you're still giving these people money. Carolina, $3 million. Oh, my God, Texas, $2 million, Amarillo. $1.5 million Corpus Christi, Dallas, $47 million so the priest can rape the little boys in Dallas. El Paso, $5 million. San Antonio, $5 million. Galveston, Houston, $3.5 million. Washington, Seattle, Washington, $14 million to rape the little boys. Yakima, $1 million. Wheeling, West Virginia, $3 million. Green Bay, $1.3 million. Madison, Wisconsin, $1.6 million. Milwaukee, $3.4 million. And thanks, you know, USA, being the typical incompetent bastards that they are, they didn't give us a total at the end, but what do you think? Is it $300 million? Remember, just Boston was $120 million. Portland is $53 million. I mean, there's a lot of huge. Dallas, $47 million. Yeah, there's probably $400-500 million, maybe $500 million. And these are just the ones that got caught. These are just the ones where the little boys had the courage, or maybe they just fell into so deep a hole that they eventually got hypnotized or something. But just the kids that came forward, and of those, just the ones that sued, and of those, just the ones that won or agreed to a settlement. $500 million, if I had time, I'd add it up. But $500 million the church is taking of your money to give to the parents of the little boys that they raped. Why would you give the church another dollar? They have refused to take the no-rape pledge. They have refused to take the, what's it called, one strike and you're out? They refuse to take that pledge, and you're still giving them money. Now, I know there's lots of Catholic readers out there, and I'm not doing this. I never was touched by a priest. I don't have any personal problem with the priest. You know, my family's Catholic. This is not any kind of weird attack against my family. But $500 million to pay off just lately, I think this is a wild guess. It's probably in the article. I think this is just the last 10 years. It's not like this goes back to the 60s and 70s. Remember, this broke. This big story only broke like 3 years ago. I mean, you know, there's been mumblings for decades or centuries, depending on how you look at it. But can you believe $500 million they're paying so they can continue to rape the little kids with your money? I'm asking you to stop that. I'm asking you to not give them any more money until they sign the pledge that they will not rape any more little boys. One strike and they're out. Don't get mad if you have to unsubscribe. I understand. But why do you want to give them money so they can pay their victims? Insist on the zero tolerance rule. Insist on the one strike and you're out rule before you give them another dime. If I'm asking too much, write to me and explain. But when you write to me and explain, or if you write to me to complain, be sure and send me a copy of the letter or email you sent to your parish demanding that they stop raping the little boys, if you please.
Dear God, hope you got the letter in. I pray you can make it better down here. I don't need a big reduction in the price of beer. And all the people that you make in your image, you see them starving on their feet. Cause they don't get enough to eat from God.
This next bit involves two people who made big, big mistakes. The first one involves Bart's Law number 3. Do not lay down in front of a bulldozer or a train or become a human shield. Some people will stop for you, some won't. And I need to tell you a little bit about this fella. His name is Sebastian Briat. Of course, he was French. Headline, anti-nuclear protester dies after being hit by train. An anti-nuclear activist died in France after his leg was cut off by a train transporting nuclear waste to Germany, French railroad officials said. Paramedics tried to help Sebastian Briat after the incident near some town, but he died on the way to a nearby hospital, officials said. The train caught him by surprise. As you know, trains are stealthful and very quiet and sneaky. The train caught him by surprise while he was trying to chain himself to the tracks as part of a protest. Bart's Law number 3, do not chain yourself to the railroad tracks when the train is coming. Dozens of French police had been patrolling the area in an effort to keep protesters off the tracks, but those in a group with Briat had slipped by, officials said. A German anti-nuclear group canceled a similar protest along the train route, proving that Germans are smarter than the French. No matter how deeply you feel about an issue, don't lay down in front of a bulldozer, don't lay down in front of a train, and don't strap yourself to some building that George Bush has decided to blow up. Everything is a frog to George Bush. He's going to put a firecracker in it and light it. That's what he does. That's how he gets wood. Second person we need to talk about, it's kind of sad. Some of you, I guess you guys know who Tara Reid is. I am not familiar with her work. I know who she is, but I don't know if she was in those American Pie movies. She was in some movies that I'm not familiar with, that is those teen movies that I don't see so much of. But maybe you've heard about this. Oh, and it's a whole lot worse when you see it, but this was all over those Entertainment Tonight kind of shows Friday and again on Monday. It was in the Monday USA Today. They barely mentioned it. Maybe they did her a favor, but she did a very, very stupid thing, and it really, really has cost her. She went to a P. Diddy party. I forget what it was about. Don't care. But she went to this P. Diddy party in a dress that was about, I don't know dress sizes, but I'd say between 2 and 3 dress sizes too big. You could just tell. I mean, this was a dress that Catherine Mannheim might wear. And Tara Reid is a little bitty old thing, you know, 100 pounds or so. And they showed her on Entertainment Tonight 6 or 8 times. Her straps fell. And she constantly, I mean, you know, when you put the clips together, it looks constant. But she all night, she was pulling her straps up. Because just, you know, the dress is way, 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 way too big for her. And I don't know what kind of idiot wears the dress 4 sizes too big. But anyway, the dress is falling off her all night. And at one point, it fell and she didn't notice it. She apparently had just had breast enhancement surgery. And I don't know how these things work, but apparently you know, you walk the red carpet or whatever, and apparently there's like, you know, in show business, they talk about how you hit your mark. Well, apparently you go stand on the X, and there were, must have been hundreds of photographers. There was just the amount of clicks and flashes that you saw. Yeah, it looked like 4th of July. Anyway, so there's Terry standing there talking to the paparazzi, whatever you want to call these photographers, and they're taking hundreds and hundreds of pictures of her, and her left strap fell all the way down, exposing the entirety of her brand new, enormous left breast. But since it was brand new, she still had all the scars. The scars were telltale, and they were awful. If you like Tara Reid, if you think of her as a sex object, do not see these pictures. They are ugly pictures, and the poor thing, the idiot, I'm sorry to pick on her, but when you just had breast enhancement surgery, don't wear a dress that's 3 or 4 sizes too large that is falling off of you. So there she is standing in front of these photographers. Her dress falls, the left side of her dress falls all the way off. It was inches below her breast, and there her breast was just, I mean, Janet Jackson was a full second or so, maybe a second and a half, but there's Tara Reid standing there with a big smile on her face while hundreds of people take her picture with this scarred, kind of bleeding left breast, just as exposed as it could possibly be. And at some point, yeah, as time went by, some lady from the crowd came up and pulled her strap up, and then she realized what had happened. And it was sad. It showed her going over to the photographers, the hundreds of photographers, and she's begging them, please don't run those pictures. But you know these whores. They will destroy anybody for any, you know, for a nickel. They'll run pictures of their mother. And so these pictures are all over the internet now. And if you see it, you kind of have to look. It's a car wreck. What are you going to do? But, oh, the poor lady. She just made the biggest, stupidest mistake ever. You girls out there, if you're going to have the breast, well, number one, unless you're just totally extra super and you don't need the breast enhancement surgery, it's just some of these girls are so attractive, and then they get these monster giant balloons implanted in them, and they look like freaks when they come out. I just think that's the craziest thing, but hey, that's up to you, whatever you want to do. But Tara Reid was, I thought, an extremely attractive girl, very shapely, et cetera, and then she went and got these giant, giant hooters put in, and then she wore this big dress, and they fell off. It fell off, and out it popped, and everybody took a picture of it. It just was a lose-lose all the way around. So girls, don't do that. But anyway, between Tara Reid and the dead guy, I'd have to think the dead guy screwed up more, but, you know, sometimes not screwing up is just a matter of using your damn head just a little bit. It's just not that hard to use your head just a little bit.
Fart Cop Radio. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.